Well, with solstice fast approaching and the light slipping away, I don't think there's a better time than to visit the art gallery where you can bask in bright colors and get yourself in a different state of mind. And Nell McConaughey is the featured artist at the Juno Artist Gallery this month. And as part of her first Friday, her exhibit opens at 4 o'clock, just right after Juno Afternoon, conveniently. It goes to 8:30. It is called Gems of the Sea and features handcrafted jewelry and creations in glass. Lots of color and light. Well, Nell, I just have to say that I love the theme for your showing, Gems of the Sea. How did you come up with that, and how is it reflected in your work?
Well, these last couple of years, I wasn't as busy as I usually am in the studio, and I had a little more time to go boating, to do a few more beach walks, to get out on the water. It was just, I realized how much I enjoy being around the water. Probably helped that I grew up in the Midwest and not so much ocean around. But I really find a lot of peace and kind of an escape in the ocean or being near the ocean. So I think a lot of us here in Southeast feel that too. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't live here. But I kind of was inspired by that. And recently, I got to go snorkeling in a very warm climate. We were in Hawaii, and my husband and I were just swimming along, and there was this blue octopus that was swimming, and it just looked so cool. And then it had like purple spots on it, and then it settled down near a sea urchin, and it changed colors to like a purplish color, totally purple. And then I dove down to it and it moved again and it turned brown. And I thought that was just so cool. So just seeing that octopus inspired me to make an octopus ornament. And that's my holiday ornament for this year. And there's a few of them here at the gallery in the show.
You know, I have to...
other mirrors. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I thought you were... wrapping up your sentence there. You know, I have to confess that years ago, probably about 10 years ago, I bought a pair of earrings from you, and I've always wanted to meet the person that made them. And so now I'm sort of meeting you on the radio. But these were the Juno Raindrops article earrings, and they're kind of round pieces of glass with silver around them. And you're just wonderful to put these together. I'm sure tourists have them, you know, from all over that have come through and are wearing your Juno raindrops, and they go with everything. They're great. But so you do this combination of jewelry, but you also make art, fused glass and things like that. So are we going to be able to see some of that at the gallery?
Yeah, there's a good variety. Everything for the Gems of the Sea show does relate to ocean or water in some way. I've used shells and fossils, rocks from the ocean, pearls, coral. There's jellyfish and octopus. So everything kind of relates to the ocean. But yes, there's fused glass, there's mirrors, there's some etched glass panels, and there's lots of jewelry.
So I'm seeing you on Zoom. We connect with our guests these days on Zoom because of COVID, and because we don't have guests in the studio, at least until the coast is clear as far as COVID goes. But I'm seeing you on Zoom, and you appear to be in a closet with boxes behind you. So I'm guessing that you're at the art gallery right now trying to find a quiet corner.
You are correct, because the show opens in about less than 10 minutes. So, and I live out the road. I wasn't going to be able to do a Zoom meeting from there. And I thought this would be the quietest place I could find. But yes, gallery walk seems to be happening. People are starting to show up. They're coming in the gallery and the building. There's lots of people on the street. So I think it's going to be a fun night.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that the Juno Artist Gallery is a co-op, and that you all kind of share in the load of managing and also attending customers in the store. But it must be, at this time of the year, just a great place to walk into, so full of cheerfulness, I would imagine.
You know, I think everybody's in a festive mood now. And even with the current news, I think people are happy to be getting out and about and enjoying our community and getting in the holiday spirit.
A lot of people were really happy to see the Juneau Public Market come back. Did you have a booth there?
I did, yes. It was my 21st year, and it was just as great as ever. So thanks to everybody who came out to Public Market and supported the market and the artists that come to that.
So I guess that's the beginning of some sense of normalcy. And I imagine that it's been tough for a lot of people that were used to having a lot of events to sell their jewelry, their pieces of art. Did you, in the last couple of years, see your business go down because of that?
Yes. Just like most everybody else. Yeah, I certainly have been impacted.
So what do you do when you're at the gallery and for a First Friday event? Do you get a lot of questions from people about your art?
Certainly questions, specifics about individual pieces and the inspiration in those, but also just so much of Gallery Walk or any First Friday is the socializing. And you know, we get to see people that we haven't seen in a while. So that's always a great fun part.
Yeah, and that must be hard for the artists because they're probably used to having more discussions with people who buy their work and also being able to answer questions. And also, you don't have easy access to art anymore as much as we did pre-COVID. That a lot of people, you got to call them up and make arrangements to meet with them. So
that's true. It's true. It's harder to have the one-on-one. And that is one of the great things about the Juneau Artist Gallery is there's always an artist on duty. So whoever's working, they create art as well. So it works for all of us. We share the load of work here. So I usually work maybe a couple days a month. But then the rest of our artists all share working in the gallery. And so we at least have still gotten that social interaction, which has been really nice.
So tell us about your display. If we walk in, because I guess when you walk in the door, usually the featured artist of the month has their display right there, in addition to their usual little corner that they have in the gallery. So what are we going to see? What can we look forward to seeing?
That's exactly right. I have a lovely display right at the entry. There's about 10 or 12 glass pieces right at the entry, as well as a nice shelving unit with a display of jewelry. Lots of pearls, because I do love the pearls, but some abalone and coral and a few other things there too. A few ornaments. Then throughout the gallery, I do have some of my like mobile 3D jellyfish that hang from the ceiling or something like that. And then I have my regular display as well that has all the other stuff that I do.
Well, you do a lot of mirrors too, don't you? And stained glass work?
Correct. Correct. Mirrors, I think I'm pretty well known for my mirrors here in Juneau, where I do incorporate a lot of shells or fossils or found items in them. And so we have such wonderful treasures on our beaches that I just can't resist.
Well, for me, it would be hard to give up those treasures once they were found. So it's nice that you put them on your pieces of art to share with people. So is it hard to go back and forth between making jewelry and then doing pieces of art? Because they seem to be different things. One's worn on the body and one's placed somewhere either on a wall or a bookshelf.
You know, it's actually quite a nice thing because they are two or three or four very different processes. And someday I'm pretty dedicated. I'm in the studio 9 to 5 or later almost every weekday. And I'll get going on a project and things just aren't working right. So then I can switch gears and just go from making jewelry that's not working right to making glass, and then things work right. So being able to totally change my focus and what I'm doing, it's actually really helpful.
So it gives you a break from one to the other. But I know that you do make a lot of jewelry. And one time I was in there and somebody was looking at some of your jewelry and they wanted a specific color. And somebody went behind a desk and dug around in these big boxes. And there were dozens and dozens of pieces of jewelry. So you're very prolific, apparently, in your jewelry making.
I am pretty prolific, yes. I am very persistent, I must say. And I often have some backstock here at the gallery. So if you're out shopping and there's something you have seen before or you're looking for something close, just ask whoever's working and they can bring out my backstock and see if we can find it. Well, or you can always call me or check my website too.
Well, we're just about out of time, but I'm just curious, what is it that you value or what do you try to put into your jewelry to make it marketable? What is the thing that you think people want?
You know, the style I kind of prefer to go with is more simple and classic. I prefer jewelry that's not too trendy, that is something you can wear for your lifetime. So I think that's the look I go for, and it seems to work for me. And I've been able to do this for a job for over 20 years. And
goodness, 20 years.
I still love it. I love what I do, and I have some great supporters here in town. So thanks to all of you who shop at Juno Artist Gallery or come to events other places. If I could quickly mention, I'll also be at Forbidden Peak Brewing on Sunday doing a little pop-up show just from 11 to 4. That'll be a first time there, and that'll just be jewelry and small ornaments.
Okay. And what time will you be at the gallery tonight? Give us the times again.
Well, I am here now, so come on down, and we'll be open till about 8:30.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Nell McConaughey, a glass artist and a longtime provider of jewelry for women everywhere. I'm sure that those teardrop earrings will show up wherever the tourists go home. Thanks, Nell. Good luck with your opening tonight.
Thanks, Rhonda. Come on down and check things out.
Thank you.
Support for Juno Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klinkit & Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.
And that will do it for Juno Afternoon. I want to thank everyone very much for joining us today. Have a great weekend.